Harmac Holmes pre-game interview.
As we go down to Jase Doherty for Harmac Holmes, he's with Harry Taylor.
Thanks very much, Tom. Great to get Harry straight off the back of the Ford Raptor and straight to K-Rock. That must have been a special experience for you.
Yeah, it was, mate. Pretty surreal, to be honest. You don't get the chance to do that very often. So, very, very grateful for the club providing me that opportunity and to do it with one of the best players to ever play the game. It was pretty hard to pass up that.
And great to have the kids involved as well. Great for them to come back and experience it as well with you.
Yeah, they're all Geelong people. They've been born here, Geelong Hospital and the St John of God and whatnot. They've gone to school here. They've grown up. Their whole life is based in Geelong. So very, very special for them. They saw a few of their schoolmates there, which is, something they were pretty excited about.
Harry Kingy up in the K-Rock box. Thanks for joining us. I'm with Neildy and Pete Ryan. How are you settling into post-football life?
It's been good. It's weird going for a run and being able to stop whenever you like. I haven't had that luxury for about 13 years. So, it feels a bit strange doing it, but I can tell myself now it's okay to stop.
Yeah, tough in the last week in your neck of the woods back in WA. Can you take us through what's unfolded with the cyclone conditions?
Yeah, Cyclone Seroja, quite a big sort of cyclone in terms of the categories they get to. Caused a lot of damage through my old sort of neck of the woods being Northampton, where I'm currently playing some footy. Unfortunately, all of our goalposts blew over, some of our grandstand and a few of the local buildings and school really copped it. So unfortunately, the buildings there aren't built cyclone proof because we've never had a cyclone cross the WA coast so far south. But if I know one thing about the people up there, they're pretty matter of fact and they're pretty resilient. So I'm sure hopefully with a bit of support from others, they'll be able to get through it.
Absolutely, Harry. Pete Ryan here. Well done. Great to see you doing the lap of honour. Are you going to pull on the boots in WA this year?
Yeah, well, round one actually starts next week, Pete, but with the goalpost issue, I'm not sure we're going to be able to play at our normal home ground. Just enjoying it. It's been really good fun. It's played with guys who just play footy because they absolutely love it. They don't get paid anything. We have chops after training and, there's no Gatorade and ice baths. It's probably a couple of beers and that's about it.
And what do the Cats got in store for you today? A few chops up in the President's room?
I was just up there earlier. The cuisine's a little bit better than what we get coming off the Northampton barbecue. But it's great to be back. So many people here. So many great memories of not only this ground but the Geelong Township. And that's one thing I really do miss, waking up, going downtown and just shaking hands and saying hello to so many great people.
Harry, players say that they'll reflect on their achievements at their end of their career. 6 months on from you walking off the Gabba for the last time, have you had a chance to reflect on your career and how proud of you of what you achieved?
Yeah, I've sort of one that does a lot of self-reflection, so I probably haven't waited the 6 months. I've been doing it since I got drafted. I've got 13 years of diaries of just writing things down after training, after games, during the week, whatever it might be. It's just a matter of, I think, self-reflecting is a way to build your self-belief and keep improving. So it's been great to sort of read some of those things back now that I've finished with a different perspective, but thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed my time at the Cats.
Have you got a publishing company for the Harry Taylor diaries? Will you ever make them public?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I get that asked that a little bit, but there's a lot of personal stuff in there. There's a lot of stuff that you share just with your teammates, the change rooms, the banter, the bus rides, all of those stories is something that, I guess, in reflection now that I've finished, I really cherished, and I'm glad that I wrote a lot of those things down.
What have you made of the Cats this year, Harry? What advice would you, if you were being, got the phone call from Chris Scott or somebody on the coaching staff about, where you're at for the season?
Yeah, I'd definitely say try to win by a few more points because not great when you're an average sort of viewer like I am normally, but these close games aren't doing me, sort of my health, any great good. But I think we're in a similar position probably to last year in terms of how it feels and how it looks, albeit from the outside. I hope we can have a great win today. I hope we just really internalise, focus on the things that we do well. We move the ball a certain way, and we have done for a long time, but it has been effective. So, we don't have to change with everyone else. We just have to keep doing what we do really well, and looking forward to the boys getting out there and hopefully playing some good footy.
Well, Harry, from the boys at K-Rock, thank you for the 13 years of enjoyment you gave us from the time you got here in late 2007 till your retirement. You're a great supporter of us at K-Rock, and I like to think we've reciprocated that support. We love watching you as a player and we wish the very best in retirement. But the last question is, have they set a date yet for the 10-year reunion? And I'm guessing that will be when you're next back in town.
Yeah, well, I'm on the honouring the past committee, so that's probably up to one of the jobs that I'll have to do. So good thing is I can actually work that around my fixture over in WA, which is fortunate. But no date set just yet. Hopefully, you know, at some point soon, I dare say we probably wouldn't play Collingwood down here, so it might have to be a different round. But either way, geez, it'd be great just to see some of those guys who, you know, thoroughly deserve to be Geelong legends.
Absolutely. Harry, really appreciate your time, and we look forward to talking to you maybe when you're back here for the 10-year reunion.
No worries at all. Thanks, guys, and have a great call today.
Thank you. Harry Taylor joining us there down boundary side with Jace Doherty. Great work by Jace to get Harry nailed down and for a chat.
The Harmac Holmes pre-game interview.